好，我们最近在读经读过腓立比书。
In our recent Bible studies, we've been studying the book of Philippians.
那腓立比是保罗在狱中写的书信。
It was a letter written by Paul while he was in prison.
所以在腓立比书里面，保罗重复强调他是在锁链的困锁当中。
In Philippians, Paul repeated that he was often in the pain of chains.
但是在腓立比书从开始到结束，保罗提到很多的喜乐。
But throughout Philippians, Paul talked about the great joy that he experienced.
那这就让我们想到我们的人生。
So this reminds us about our lives.
虽然我们不是真的被关到物质的监牢里面。
Even though we may not be physically put into prison,
但是常常我们会遇到有一些事情缠累我们。
But often we encounter things that kind of bound us.
好像是锁链把我们捆住一样。
It is as if that we are put in chains.
那这些问题可以包括我们身体的问题。
These could include our physiological problems,
或者我们家庭的问题
or problems that within our families,
或者我们在事业上的问题
or problems that we encounter in our careers.
有时候好像是锁链把我们捆住了
And sometimes we feel that we are bound in chains.
只是这个锁链跟保罗在监牢里面的不一样。
But these are different from what Paul experienced when he was in prison.
但是我们在信仰里面，圣经应许我们有喜乐。
In as we pursue our faith, the Bible promised that we shall have joy.
所以怎么在锁链中能够活出喜乐的人生？
How can we live a life of joy while we are still in chains?
这个就是我们需要不断的去学习操练的地方。
And this is something that we need to constantly seek and pursue after.
世界上人讲是快乐。
People of the world, they pursue happiness.
所以又有一句话说，乐极生悲。
So there's a saying that at the extremes of happiness, there's sadness.
醉酒、狂欢都是要寻求快乐，但是到最后常常悲剧来收场。
In feasts and in alcohols, people try to find happiness, but at the end, they found greater pain.
但是圣经里面讲的是喜乐。
But the Bible emphasizes joy.
这个喜乐是从内心里面出来的。
And this joy is from our inner hearts.
在箴言里面，我们看箴言的十五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 15.
箴言的十五章。
Proverbs 15.
十三节
，verse 13，
十五章十三节。
verse 13, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but a sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken.
这里说心中喜乐，面带笑容，所以人的脸是心的一个反应。
So how we the appearance of our face, it is a reflection of our heart.
所以有时候我们常常看到我们在好像说成人神训班我们在去年十一月在厄万开最后几天我们看每个人都充满着笑容。
And many times, for example, during last year's NATS, many of the participants towards the end, their face are full of laughter.
心里很喜乐。
Because their hearts are very happy.
那说心里忧愁。灵被损伤。
But by sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken.
这个心里如果忧愁有时候就会忧郁症。
If our hearts are sorrowful, sometimes we may have depression.
那然后活得就会很痛苦。
Our lives will be in pain.
那这个灵有时候也可以把它讲作灵性。如果我们一个人常常很忧伤我们的灵性就会有问题。
And the spirit may also be referring to our spirituality. It may cause problems in our life of faith.
因为神是喜乐的泉源。
Because God is the source of joy.
我们看主耶稣讲天国近了。
The Lord Jesus said that the heavenly kingdom is near.
那个天国就是神的国。
That kingdom is the kingdom of God.
那天国就在我们心里面。
And the kingdom of God exists within our hearts.
那罗马书说，神的国就是公义、平安、喜乐。
In Romans, it tells us that the kingdom of God is justice, righteousness, peace, and joy.
就是很喜乐。
So it is full of joy.
所以如果一个人活得都不快乐、很忧伤常常是。神还没有真的内住在里面。
So if we live in sorrow, perhaps God is not dwelling within us.
所以心灵忧伤不但有时候我们精神会忧郁症，有时候我们跟神的关系也会受到一些负面的影响。
So a sorrowful heart may be detrimental to our mentality as well as our relationship with God.
让看十七章，箴言十七章的二十二节。
Proverbs 17, verse 22. Verse 22, he who finds a wife finds good things.
对不起，是七章二十二节。箴言是七章二十二节。
Proverbs 17, chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones.
这个地方说，喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵是骨头枯干。所以心呢、跟身体是有关系的。
So our heart, it is has a direct impact on our health.
如果我们看有一些人去访问很长寿的人
，We go and visit those who live a long life.
大部分活得很长寿，很少人是忧伤的。
And those very few of them have a sorrowful heart.
大部分活得很长寿都是心里很开朗、很喜乐的。
And those who live a life of longevity, they are very open-minded, they are very happy.
所以这里讲喜乐的心是良药。
So a merry heart is like good medicine.
那忧伤的灵骨头会枯干。
A broken spirit dries the bones.
会影响我们的身体健康。
It affects our health.
所以我们在这个世界上要活得喜乐，这是神的旨意。
So to live a happy life, it is God's will for us.
所以圣经说要常常喜乐。
So that's why the Bible says that we should rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
To pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩。
And to give thanks always.
这是神在耶稣基督里向我们所定的旨意。
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us.
所以如果我们常常活得不快乐，这不是神的旨意。
If we cannot live happily, it is not God's will.
活得喜乐，这是神要我们这样做的。
But yet it is God's will that we live a happy life.
活得很喜乐，也是荣耀神的一个方法。
And in doing so, we can glorify God.
但是我们在生活中也常常有很多的问题呀。
In our problems, sometimes we face many challenges.
那到底怎么能够在很多问题当中真的得到喜乐？
How can we rejoice in these times of trials and challenges?
好像保罗被关到监牢里面。
Just when Paul was in prison.
这个外在的环境是他不能够改变的。
The external environment is something that he cannot change.
但是内心的喜乐，这是从神来的。
But he experienced the inner joy that came from God.
只要有神就会有喜乐，不管在任何一个环境。
So if God was with him, he was able to rejoice.
所以在锁链中有喜乐，这是在证明他的心有一种内在的满足。
So to rejoice while he was in chain, it shows his inner satisfaction.
那这个喜乐也是一种力量。
And this joy is also a source of strength.
所以摩西活到老他在写这个诗篇我们看他怎么讲。
So when Moses wrote the psalm, what did he say?
我们看诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇十五节。
Psalm 90, 15.
九十篇十五节。
Verse 15, make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
这里他向他说，求你照你使我们受苦的日子和遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。这里讲神叫我们受苦。
Here says that God have afflicted us.
神爱我们，怎么会叫我们受苦呢？
God loves us. How is it that He will afflict us?
因为 有时候受苦对我们有好处。
Because sometimes affliction, it is good for us to be afflicted.
所以神就允许苦难临到我们。
So God allow trials and tribulations to come upon us.
那对摩西来讲哦，有时候这个苦是用天来算的。
For Moses, sometimes these afflictions are counted by days.
那有时候这个苦是用年来算的。
But in other times, these are counted by years.
好像在旷野四十年，这个很辛苦。
Just like the 40 years of journey through the wilderness.
所以摩西知道人活在世界上有时候受苦是难免的。
So it is inevitable that we encounter affliction.
但是他求神说叫我们喜乐。
But he prayed to the Lord to make us glad.
所以圣经说这个喜乐就是一种力量。
So, joy and gladness, it is a strength.
如果我们遇到很多苦难呢，我们心里很喜乐，我们就有力量来面对苦难。
In times of suffering and affliction, if we have joy, then we can overcome.
如果我们看到一个人在患难中哈，你去拜访他，他很喜乐，你就不需要为他忧虑。
If we visit someone in trials and he feels very joyful, then we don't need to worry about him.
因为他有力量。
Because he has the strength.
只有神跟他同在，他才会这样喜乐。
It is because God was with him.
但如果我们看一个人在患难中一点喜乐都没有。
But in trials and afflictions, if someone cannot feel the joy,
就是表示他没有力量来面对他的患难。
It signifies that he does not have the strength face his trials.
我们就要特别为这样的信徒祷告。
So we need to pray especially for him.
所以喜乐不只是良药，喜乐也是一种力量。
So joy, it is not only a medicine, but it is a strength for us.
神应许给我们喜乐。
So God promised to make us glad.
那怎么样在各种环境中我们能够喜乐呢？
So how can we rejoice in every circumstance?
我们现在回来看腓立比书。
Let's turn back to Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
第三节跟第四节。
Verses 3 and 4. Verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for all of you with joy.
这里保罗提到他跟腓立比教会信徒的关系。
Here Paul relates to his relationship with the Philippians church.
说我想念你，我就感谢神。
I thank God upon every remembrance of you.
那我为你祷告，常常着欢欢喜喜的祈求。
And when I pray for you, I make these requests for you with joy.
那我们就再深一点想到底保罗跟腓立比教会的信徒是什么关系？
So, how was Paul drawn to the members in Philippi?
腓立比教会是保罗传福音的时候，在使徒行传十六章圣灵三次带领他三次改变他的计划，到腓立比建立的一个教会。
And as recorded in Acts chapter 16, the Holy Spirit led him and modified his itinerary three times and led him to Philippi.
那第一个找到就是在河边的地方有一群妇女在聚会。
And by the river, he found a group of women gathering there for service.
那找到第一个种子吕底亚。
And that was Lydia.
所以教会就建立起来。
And through Lydia, the church was established.
那这个保罗在写腓立比书的时候，他已经是传道的末期。
When Paul was writing Philippians, it was toward the end of his ministry.
这个时间拉很长，空间也很远。
And it has been a long time.
但是腓立比教会还给他很多喜乐。
But yet the church brought him great joy.
到底这个关键在哪里？
And so what is the key?
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
腓立比书第一章第八节。
Philippians 1 verse 8, For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
这里说我有主耶稣的心肠，切切想念你们众人。这是神给我见证。这里讲这个耶稣的心肠是什么？
So what is this affection of the Lord Jesus?
就是主耶稣的爱。
That is God's love.
所以保罗跟腓立比教会的关系就借着主耶稣的爱被拉在一起。
So they were drawn together by the love of Jesus.
那这个爱是长阔高深很长时间虽然拉很长，那个爱还存在。
And this love is very long. It spans the test of time.
那这个爱也是很广阔，虽然空间很远，那个爱还存在。
And this love is broad. It can span the great distances.
所以因为这个爱所以保罗 想到他们就很感谢神，为祷告就很喜乐。
And because of this love for the church, Paul feel joy for them when he pray for them.
所以如果我们想保罗在监牢里面，他都没有爱任何一个人。
If Paul was in prison and he loved no one,
他就没有这个喜乐了。
Then he would not experience the joy.
因为他有爱腓立比教会的信徒，所以腓立比教会的信徒信仰的成长就变成他的喜乐。
Because he loved the members in Philippi, their spiritual growth brought him joy.
所以今天我们要怎么真的在生活中有喜乐
？So how can we find joy in our lives?
就是我们跟信徒的关系要提升。
That is, we must develop a better relationship with our brothers and sisters.
哥林多前书说，师父有一万，为父的不多。
And in 1 Corinthians, it says that there are many, there may be 10,000 teachers, but there are few that are fathers.
这个师父就是老师跟学生。
Teachers meaning teachers and students.
比方说我们当宗教教育教员，轮到我讲课，我讲完就结束了，我跟学生没有关系。
For example, many of us are RE teachers. We give a class, after class we go home.
那这样啊，我们就没有办法从学生得到喜乐。
Then we cannot gain joy from our students.
因为没有爱。
Because there is no love.
没有爱，这个工作是一种什么例行公事。
So this just become something of a routine.
比方说妈妈在带小孩跟保姆在带小孩有什么不同？
So what is the difference between a mother caring for her own child versus a caretaker or a babysitter?
其实是很辛苦的。
It is truly hard work.
但这个妈妈带小孩，因为她有爱，所以虽然很辛苦，小孩子的一举一动、一个笑都是她的喜乐。
But the mother caring for her own child, every moment, every word of the child brings her joy.
当然也有保姆很有爱心，但是一般如果保姆只是一个工作，那你对小孩子没有爱，他跑来跑去一下，肚子饿一下，这个一下那个，就觉得很烦。
But if we hire someone to babysit our child, then that person may not have the same type of love.
所以同样带小孩很辛苦，有爱就是喜乐的来源，没有爱就觉得很烦。
So in the same way, caring for a child is a very tiresome task, but if we do it with love, then we can see the joy.
所以我们在教会即使当教员，我们真的如果把爱付出去。
So as RE teachers, if we can share our love,
来帮助他信仰成长。
To help our child grow.
那就会因对他的成长就变成我们的一种安慰。我们的喜乐
and their spiritual growth becomes our joy, becomes our encouragement.
比方说，礼拜天早上九点钟，竟然很多青年来祷告。
And you see that many youth come and attend the Sunday morning prayer.
那我们知道，如果真的很关心他，你就很喜乐。
So if we care for them, we feel joy.
因为平常他们很晚睡，早上都起不来。
Ordinarily they sleep late and they wake up late.
忽然间他能够爬起来到教会来祷告，这个表示他信仰在进步。
So being able to wake up earlier to come and attend the morning prayer, it is progress.
那如果我们真的很关心，常常为他们祷告，我们就觉得说感谢神。
So if we care for them and we pray for them, then we give thanks to God.
他就是我们的喜乐。
Their growth becomes our joy.
那我们怎么知道我们有耶稣基督的心肠？
How do we know that we have the affection of the Lord Jesus?
比方说，我们一天工作完回到家里
，We come home after work.
看到家人，我们很喜乐。
We see our family and we are very happy.
为什么？因为这是我们所爱的。
Because this is the family that we love.
那现在很多人都不愿意到购物商场去。
And many people don't like to go to shopping malls.
因为里面人很多。
Because they're so crowded.
那人很多就很杂。
And it becomes very distracting.
那你就不会看到那些人，你就觉得很烦，你不会喜乐。
And you see all these people, you feel very tiresome.
因为他跟我没有关系。
Because we don't know them and we don't love them.
所以如果我们来到教会，看到弟兄姐妹，我们看到慕道朋友，心里很喜乐，这个就是我们有主耶稣的爱。
If we come to church, we see brothers and sisters, and we feel very joyful because we have the love of Christ within us.
那有时候，我们在家里面，比方说小孩子都很忙，特别有一个什么他的生日，有什么 我们的生日，他特别要花时间跟我们在一起。哇，这个真的一段很享受的时间呢、啊。
And sometimes, if at the time of birthdays, our children will spend some time with us to celebrate, it is also something very precious.
哦，因为这是一种爱的一种聚集。
Because this is a gathering of love.
哦，所以有时候我们教会的信徒哦，因为平常聚会，大家没有时间在一起。
So brothers and sisters, many times we just come to church for service.
好，晚上聚完会就要回家休息，明天还在上班。
After church, we go home because we need to work the next day.
那到礼拜六中午，我们能够一起吃饭，然后坐下来互相关心，这个是一种享受。
And on Saturday at lunchtime, we can sit down and converse and talk, and this is a kind of enjoyment.
很享受是因为我们有爱。
Because we have love.
啊，如果没有爱，就变得很烦。我自己拿我的碗，就坐在角落吃我的东西，看我的手机。
And without love, we can just take our own food, go sit by ourselves, and look at our cell phones.
啊，因此，如果我们真的要喜乐，要扩大生活的圈子。
So true joy requires us to broaden the circles of our acquaintances.
从关心自己到关心家庭。
From only caring about ourselves to caring for our family.
从关心家庭关心到神的家教会。
To broaden it so that we can care about the family of God.
那要怎么关心？
And how do we show this care and concern?
这里说每逢为你们祈求是欢欢喜喜的。
He says that whenever I pray for you, I am full of joy.
其实腓立比教会它有它的优点。
And the Philippian church has its strength.
第五节。
In verse 5.
从头一天一直到如今，你们是同心合意兴旺福音。
From the first day until now, you fellowship in gospel together.
所以为什么他想念就很感谢神？因为他们同心合意在兴旺福音。
Paul thought about them and he was thankful because they are together in fellowship in the gospel.
所以如果我们看到教会啊，我真的很关心教会。我们看到教会里面哇，这么多人想要去带慕道朋友啊，这么多人想要去看望一些软弱的同龄啊，我们会得到很大的安慰，会很感谢神。
So if we see our church, many people go out and try to find true seekers and try to prosper the gospel, we will be very thankful.
那如果大家都对教会的事情不管，我们心里就会很难过。
But if no one cares about the gospel or the church, we'll feel very sad.
为什么神这么爱我们？我们对神这么冷漠
？Why is it that God loves us so much, but yet we feel so cold?
所以这个爱把我们的关系往外扩张。
And so because of love, we can broaden our love for other people.
因此，保罗就为腓立比教会一直在感谢神。
So Paul give thanks for the church.
但是当我们爱一个人
，But if we love someone,
我们一定会希望他更好。
We want them to be better.
好像我们爱我们自己。
If we love ourselves,
我们一直要追求更好。
We want ourselves to become better.
我们爱我们的孩子。
We love our children.
我们希望我们的孩子更好。
Hoping that they can be better.
那保罗爱腓立比的信徒。
Paul loved the members of the church.
那保罗希望他们更好。
He hoped that they can get better.
灵性更好。
To become better in their spirituality.
那怎么办？
So what must they do?
住得这么远，那要怎么办？
He lives so far away.
又没有办法人真的去到那里。
He cannot go visit them physically.
就是用祷告的方式。
So he prayed for them.
所以当我们的祷告达到哪里，我们的爱就在哪里。
So when if we can pray for them, it shows that we love them.
因此，当我们扩大我们的爱的范围的时候，我们祷告就会达到我们所爱的人。
If we can expand the boundaries of our love, then our prayer can reach them.
所以这是很宝贵的。
So this is precious.
我们常常为着教会众圣徒祷告。
We pray for all the saints.
就是我们爱他们。
It shows that we love them.
所以这个爱不是说拿钱给别人，现在需要钱的在教会里面的应该不是很多。
So love is not to give them money. Very few people require financial help.
但是如果需要我们代祷的，确实是不少。
But yet there are many that need our prayer.
所以常常为他们祷告，这就是我们的爱。
To often pray for them, this is a sign of our love.
他说，我为你们祈求是欢欢喜喜的。
He says that I pray for you with joy.
因为你们是同心合意，所以我希望你们更能够更完全，所以很高兴为你们祷告。
Because you are in fellowship together, and he hoped that they can become even more perfect.
那祷告什么？
And what was the content of his prayer?
第八节,
verse 8. For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
第九节,
and verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in the knowledge and in all discernment.
第十节,
verse 10. That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ.
所以, 保罗到最后, 十一节,
and verse 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory of the praise of God.
所以保罗到最后就是希望他们的信仰能够成长,
Paul hoped that their faith may grow.
做诚实无过的人,
that they may become someone who is honest and righteous.
那在生活中, 结满仁义的果子,
and that in their lives, they may be filled with the fruits of righteousness.
就是很实际, 可以让人那个享用的这种生活的表现,
and that these are manifestations that others may see.
那这样神, 神可以得到, 荣耀,
称赞, and in doing so, God may be glorified and praised.
那为什么要达到这个目标?
And to achieve this goal,
所以保罗求神, 让他们的爱心在知识跟见识上多而又多。
Paul prayed for their love to abound more in knowledge and in discernment.
就是要把爱丰丰富富浇灌在腓立比教会的信徒身上。
That's for the members to be filled with God's love.
那这个爱要加上知识跟见识。
And love must also be attached to knowledge and discernment.
这个见识就是说, 有属灵的智慧。
And discernment, this is the spiritual wisdom.
就是我们的爱真的会对他有帮助。
That is our love, it can truly provide benefit to others.
我们的爱真的会让他灵性成长。
Through God's love, they can receive edification and growth.
比方说神是我们的父。
God is our Father.
他很爱我们。
He loves us.
他很爱我们, 为什么会让我们受苦呢?
Why is it that He causes us to suffer?
这个就是神的智慧。
So this is God's wisdom.
所以, 我们向神求的, 不是说我们一生都不要受苦。
So what we pray is not that we are free from all these sufferings.
就是求神你用最适合的方法, 让我们能够成长。
But yet we pray so that God use the best ways for us to grow spiritually.
那每个人的方法神用的都不太一样。
And for every one of us, the method is different.
我没有办法指导神说一定要用这样用那样神才知道。
We cannot tell God to use this way or that way, only God knows.
所以他求神让腓立比教会爱心在知识上多而又多。
So Paul prayed that their love may grow.
因此, 保罗在监牢当中, 一个喜乐的来源, 就是, 他充满着主耶稣的爱。
So the source of joy is that he was full of God's love.
所以到了第四章, 我们看腓立比书第四章,
and if we turn to chapter 4,
第一节,
verse 1, therefore, my beloved and long for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord.
亲爱所想念的弟兄，你们就是我的喜乐。
He says, my beloved, you are my joy.
所以圣经里面我说我们种什么就收什么。
Whatever we sow, that we shall also reap.
真的，我们如果在平常的生活中, 很用心的、很真心的去种爱, 我们就会收喜乐。
If we plant love, we shall reap joy.
因为神会帮助我们。
For God will help us.
我们用爱心去关注、关心别人, 用爱心带领别人, 为安心, 来为别人带导, 神祝福我们, 他就会成长。
If we care for others, if we guide them with God's love, and they will grow and bring us joy.
那牧道者就会结果,
and they will bear fruits.
那这就是我们的喜乐。
And that will become our joy.
所以怎么在锁链中喜乐, 就是需要有爱。
Joy in chains requires that we have love.
那我们如果再来看, 回来看腓立比书第一章,
if you turn back to chapter 1,
腓立比书第一章十二节,
verse 12. But I want you to know, brethren, that all things, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
再看十四节,
verse 14. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
第八十八节,
verse 18. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice.
如果我们要喜乐, 就是要参与圣工。
To rejoice, we must participate in holy work.
所以在这里，保罗参与什么工作？宣道工作。
Paul was involved in the preaching of the gospel.
那他为着宣道，所以被抓到监牢去关。
And because of his ministry, he was in prison.
那如果保罗想我去传福音，主耶稣没有保护我，那结果竟然被抓去关。如果他用这样想他就开始埋怨神了。
If Paul had the mindset that why is it that God put was put in prison for the sake of preaching the gospel of Christ?
因为每一件事情发生，有时候都有神的允许。
And things happen for a reason.
那你被抓去关打石头，为什么神允许它发生
？Why is it that God allowed him to be stoned and to be put in prison?
现在他在这里他就讲出他的受苦。对传福音的帮助。
So Paul talked about how his suffering was beneficial to the ministry.
14节。
So in verse 14.
主里的弟兄，因为我所受的困锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，没有惧怕。
The brethren in the Lord, because of his chains, gained confidence and to speak boldly without fear.
这个保罗他算是使徒啊。
Paul was an apostle.
算是师父。
He was their teacher.
那有很多人在跟着他。
And he had many followers.
那现在他看到保罗传福音，传到被关到监牢里面。
And now that people saw that he was in prison,
大家就很受到感动了。
And many were touched.
你看保罗被关到监牢里面，那我们怎么可以不传呢？
And they saw that Paul was put into prison. How is it that they can stop preaching the gospel?
所以他的被关到监牢，感动好多人，就更认真传福音。
So Paul's imprisonment touched so many people to inspire them to preach even more boldly.
那他这种热忱，这种奉献，爱神爱人，感动了神，神跟他们同工，这福音真的传开了。
And Paul's love and dedication inspired so many to preach the gospel.
那保罗在监牢里面就觉得我下监是值得的，有意义。
So Paul felt that it was worth it for him to be in prison.
所以我们一生只能活一次。
So we only have one life to live.
如果能够为着一些有意义的事情来受苦，是值得。
And sometimes it is worth it to suffer for something that is meaningful.
那最有意义，我们牺牲受苦的原因，就是为着主耶稣的名。
And the greatest reason for us to suffer is to suffer for Christ's sake.
好，我们看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
好，《使徒行传》第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
四十一节跟四十二节。
Chapter 5, verses 41 and 42. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were accounted worthy to suffer shame for his name, and daily in the temple, in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as Christ.
这里讲他们在公会被逼迫，然后被打。
After they were being persecuted and beaten in the council.
然后就把他放出去。
And they were released.
但是四十一节他们心里很喜乐。
But yet they were rejoicing.
这个就很奇怪了。我没有办法了解，是不是？
And so this is quite amazing.
怎么被打，被逼迫，离开公会很喜乐？
How is it that they can rejoice after they were beaten?
下面说，因为配为这个名受辱。
Because they feel that they were worthy to suffer shame for his name.
所以耶稣这个名是非常的尊贵。
So the name of Jesus, it is highly honorable.
我们是非常的卑微。
And we are lowly.
那这么卑微的人能够为着这么尊贵的名来受苦。
So someone who is so lowly can suffer for someone who is so honorable.
这个就是我们生活的意义的来源。
And so this is the meaning of our life.
所以每一天如果我们活着没有做什么 unproductive, 都没有做一些什么事情，我们就觉得好像浪费神给我们宝贵的时间。
So as we live every day, if we find out our life is not very productive.
但是如果每一天我们都做了一些很有意义的事情，虽然辛苦一点我们要睡觉以前想想，我今天做了很有意义的事情，我们就很喜乐，心里很平安的就睡觉了。
But if we at the end of the day, we feel that we've done something productive, then we feel that our life is worth it.
哦，所以有时候我们跟苦跟乐好像把它切作两半，有苦就没有乐，有乐就没有苦。
Sometimes we feel that suffering and joy are two something that are separate.
但事实上，圣经读一读不是这样。
But if we read the Bible, it is not the case.
你如果要喜乐，常常有时候你要受苦。
To rejoice, sometimes we need to go through suffering.
你看到受苦的果效，看到受苦的意义，心里就得安慰，就得满足，那就很喜乐。
The end result of suffering is joy, and then that way we can feel the sense of satisfaction.
哦，所以有一次一个教会买一个会堂。
And once there was a church purchased a new chapel.
那没有什么钱，那就混刷这个会堂。
And so they painted the chapel themselves.
哇，礼拜天一大早啊，就一些青年哦，啊，就穿着这个工作的衣服，就要来教会里面擦油漆。哦，他每一个都很喜乐。
And so on Sunday morning, a group of youth came to church to paint the chapel, and they all felt very happy.
哦，其实，在那里刷油漆，有时候也很无聊。
And it is something very boring.
那教会也没有付钱啊。
And the church did not pay them.
那为什么他们刷得很离奇的，从早上一直刷到晚上
？And why is it that they can paint all day long?
教会就是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
我们今天买的这个教会是神的恩典。
It is by the grace of God that we can purchase this chapel.
我们把它刷给它很漂亮，这样的荣耀神。
And if we can paint it very beautifully, it can bring glory to God.
所以好多青年很认真在那刷刷油漆。
So many youth came to help the church.
那回家就很喜乐了啊！今天教会油漆起来很好看。
So when they came home, they feel very a great sense of accomplishment.
哦，所以我们要喜乐哈，一定要学着去侍奉神，牺牲没有关系，受苦常常是喜乐的一种原因。
So joy is, and to receive joy, we must learn to serve God and to learn to make sacrifices.
那再来呢？保罗在监牢里面哈，他对这个受苦有更超一层的看法。
And Paul had another layer of understanding about his own suffering.
因为关到监牢里面，到最后只有两个可能啊，第一个被砍头，第二个被放出来。
So in prison, there are only two possibilities. One is to be put to death. The other is to be released.
那要想得通，我们两个可能我们都可以接受，都可以感谢，都可以很喜乐。
And if we are able to accept both endings, then we can be thankful.
好，我们看第一章的二十四节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 24. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you.
23节在
Verse 23. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better.
这里保罗说我在两难之中。
Paul says that here says that he was hard pressed between the two.
哪两难？
Which two?
我是死好还是活好？
Whether to live or to die.
他已经超越生死。
He has already transcended life and death.
如果死，我就能够跟基督同在，这是好的无比的。
In death, he can be with Christ, which is far better.
所以他已经超越了，所以这个就不会变，这个就变成不是一个大问题。
So he has already understood this is not a problem.
那如果我活着，我可以继续做圣工啊，让教会大家信仰更进步。
But if I live on, but if he remains the flesh, then he is helpful to the church.
所以两个都很好。
So in both endings, it is good.
死去见神，活着帮助信徒进步，两个都很好。所以监牢里面他就很喜乐，不管结果怎样，我都可以接受。
Whether he pass away or he live on, these are all things that he can accept and beneficial.
所以我们在如果有什么好像捆锁锁住的时候，要求神给我们有这个属灵的智慧，能够想得通。
So sometimes when we feel that when we are in chains, we need to pray to God to give us the wisdom of understanding.
那这个道理如果想得通，有时候就是我们就对这个锁链就可以超越的。
And if we can think through and understand, then we can transcend our chains.
我们就可以在苦难中得到安，得到喜乐。
In trials and tribulations, we will receive joy.
所以锁链的限制有时候是难免的。
So sometimes we may be bound by chains.
但是神愿意让我们有喜乐的心。
But God will give us a heart of joy.
这会成为我们的力量。
Becomes our strength.
这也好像是良药。
Becomes our medicine.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
十九首，
Sing hymn number 19, please.
好，我们最后来祷告。
Offer our concluding prayer.
请我们不住的为教会的圣工祷告。
Let's continue to pray for our church holy work.
一些没有来教会的，我们常常在祷告中纪念他们。
And those who rarely come to church, let's remember them in our prayer.
一些来过教会的慕道朋友，我们在祷告中纪念他们。
Let's also remember our true seekers.
这一些都会成我们喜乐的来源。
These will all become the source of our joy.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's only then pray.